Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Go, baby. Let's get going. Let's get going. It's Saturday. It's the one day a week we can actually say today is really Saturday on the calendar. It's November 8th, 2014. Oh, deep breath, man. Deep breath. I'm going to just bust through this microphone into your headset, but I got to just putting my seatbelt on right now, man. It's been an amazing month. I hope you're having the greatest day in the history of your life. In the history of your life, I hope today, right now, where you're sitting right now is just an amazing moment for you. If it's not, I'm going to make it that way. Hey, you got to get the message out that there's good news out there. Okay, I want to get into that in just a second. Before we get going, you're listening to Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on iTunes all over the world, actually. I'm quite famous in my own mind. I tell my kids that all the time, and it's really cool, man. It's really cool. If you ever want to know who your number one fan is, look in the mirror. That's it. There's some truth to that, though. Some truth to that. When you're down and out and you're broke and you're just getting started, ain't nobody else going to sing your praises, child. So you better get that message out. I remember, oh, my God, do I remember the struggle of just picking up a microphone and just speaking. Acting like I wasn't the biggest loser that ever walked the face of the earth. I mean, look, truth be told, when I launched this show, I was knee-deep in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy and had not a lot going on. I would not be the poster child for success. But you know what's funny? Over time, that stuff goes away. The labels. You know, everybody wants the label. I'm curious what you've been labeled as. You hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know what label you've been given. I know the label I was given, loser. Bankrupt, failure, forget ex-stuttering, forget college dropout, I mean, all that stuff. That's just a given, you know? Not really giving much a shot. I'm sure you weren't either, right? I mean, you're somebody that loves you a lot pointed you to this show. I don't know how you found me, how we found each other online, and how you got started listening to this show, but let me tell you something. That's what you got to get out. That's the message for today. Is the same way you found me, we found each other, you got to get that same message out in your niche. What is it that you do? You know, what is it that the message that you want to impart on other people out there? Because you can't worry about what everybody else is going to say. You're not talking to a large group of people. You're talking to a very narrow niche of individuals. And remember, very key, you can never say the right thing to the wrong people. And you can never say the wrong thing to the right audience. So find the right audience, but boy, you got to get the message out. There's so many great businesses that haven't even been launched yet. You know, the concept is there. It's rattling around in somebody's mind. You think about it when you drive in your car and you're staring in the windshield and you're stuck in traffic. You think about it when you're just kind of zoning out, watching TV, and your mind kind of goes away. You think about it in church when you're sitting in the pew and, you know, the sermon's going a little bit too long. And you start thinking about, boy, I do have a dream. When is it that you get the most inspired? When is that? Because that's when you really need to take some sort of action. Get online, make a phone call, go meet somebody, talk to somebody. Imagine that, picking up the phone and actually speaking to somebody. Isn't that a lost art? You know, so many people hide behind their computer and email and Twitter and Facebook, send a message. They act like they're busy. They're not. I know a lot of busy, broke people. Do you? Oh, I'm busy. Let me tell you about how busy I am today, Sam. I got calls lined up all day, every day, sideways, up the yin-yang. My inbox is full, and I got a line of people out the door want to talk to me. And you're broke. Okay? I am not that busy. I head up a family of six, run my own business from home here, do a little speaking. I'm really not that busy. Now, you'll never get a hold of me. It's not like I'm taking phone calls. Hey, you want to talk politics? Nope. Talk about the weather? Nah, no thanks. Want to talk about how bad things are? Rain check. Thanks. But you know what I will spread the message of? I will spread the message that every day can be Saturday. But more importantly, you got to get the message out in your niche and find the individuals that need to hear the message. Because if they don't get it, let me tell you something. I go down to that neonatal ICU unit at Children's Hospital, actually UC Medical Center here in downtown Cincinnati, where our daughter has been for the last 83 days since she was born at 1 pound. 1 pound. Girl's a fighter, man. Susan Crowley. She is a freaking fighter, an absolute miracle. That's the label that we've given her. Our daughter, actually all of our daughters hear this because I tell them this often when I'm not yelling at them to clean up the room. Baby, you're a miracle. Baby, you're a miracle. What if somebody said that to you every single day? Baby, you're a miracle. You know, I know had I heard that every single day of my life, it would have been a lot different growing up. Yep, sure would have been. What's preventing you from saying that? What's preventing you from saying that to your spouse, to your significant other, to your kids? Why not say it? What, are you embarrassed? Do you think somebody's going to judge you for? Of course. That's probably not how you used to speak. But there's a new you inside. It's bursting out. You know, we're not the same people we were 10 years ago. Who is? Who's the same person they were 10 years ago? If you are, then I'm sorry to tell you, you're missing out on a lot that life has to offer. You are kind of a loser. Sorry. I just got to call. Can I call? Can we tell the truth? Uh-oh, Sam called me a loser. Hey, man, it hurts. I know it does, but you got to shake it off. You know, just shake it off, man, and get moving. Because if somebody doesn't tell you the truth, you're going to be lied to your entire life and live an absolute mediocre life. Don't be the same person you were 10 years ago. Hell, don't be the same person you were 10 days ago. Learn new ways to speak. Learn new ways to do business. Learn new ways to communicate. Learn new ways to make money. Learn new ways, period. Learn new ways to work out. But you're a miracle, baby. You're an absolute miracle. I wish I could tell these people in the neonatal unit. I walk in there and, ooh, boy, I'll tell you, they're not all, but there's a good segment of that population walks in their pajamas, hadn't showered in a couple days, going to see their baby, you know, who is fighting for their lives. Don't have a job. You get the picture, right? I mean, I don't have to go into detail about what the lives of these people are like. These kids have no shot. And I don't mean healthy. I think the neonatal unit, the nurses and doctors, they are miracle workers. They all have miracles in there. They all are miracle workers. But the parents are providing absolutely no shot for these kids. These kids are going to grow up on welfare, thinking minimum wage is all they can earn, probably into drugs, not going to school, not getting an education, none of that stuff. Why? Because of the parents. It's generational poverty. Generational poverty is real. I mean, there's 3, 4, 5 generations. One, because think about this. You know, my mom raised 8 of us by herself, but I knew enough to go out, seek other, I don't know. I mean, geez, you go to school and you see kids that are doing well. You go over to their house, they got 2 cars. We had 1. That was used, always used, barely started in the wintertime. And they don't live in a dumpy old house like we did, but I love my house. I wouldn't trade where I grew up on 9 Elm Street in Bradford, Pennsylvania for anything. It's been demolished since then, sold when we moved out in 1987. The house sold for a whopping $4,000. Okay, the home I grew up in, 9 Elm Street, Bradford, Pennsylvania, sold for $4,000. My sister bought my mom a house in 1987. 86, 87, somewhere around there after my senior year of high school. And that's where we ended up moving to, out of there, up where all the doctors live. Ooh, little ranch. My mom got, sister paid $55,000 for the house at the time. A little modest little ranch. Nice though. Nice neighborhood. But I knew enough to look around. Do you know enough to look around? Because these kids in the neonatal unit at the ICU, they don't have a shot. They got no prayer. 100% of them are close to it are going to grow up to be just like who? Who do you think they're going to grow up just to be like? Their parents. The kids that they're in school, public school, inner city, not a lot of chances, man. So if somebody like you rolls around, why don't you share the good news with somebody? Why don't you impact a life and let somebody know that it doesn't have to be like this? That's the whole reason I do what I do. Why do you think I'm doing a show on a Saturday? You know what else I could be doing on a Saturday? A lot, but I wouldn't want to do anything else. I love this. This is what I want to do. This is my calling. What's your calling? What's your calling? Can you say it? Can you at least whisper it to somebody? Or are you too ashamed of it? Because if you really do believe in what you're doing and this mission that you have, this thing that really rumbles and rumbles inside your stomach and wakes you up at 3 a.m, you're doing everybody a disservice, man. You could stop generational poverty maybe in your own family right now if you get off your rusty duff and do it. And if you've already solved that problem of generational poverty in your own family, why don't you go move on to one other family? Isn't that what life's about? It's not about keeping all the riches and the wealth and all the information to yourself. It's about sharing it with other people. What other, has there ever been a better place and time to share information than right now at the end of 2014? Got a million different social media platforms you can plug into. You can do what I do, host a podcast. You can do a YouTube video. Why don't you get your message out? It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be refined. Matter of fact, the more imperfect it is, the better, the more authentic you sound. You know, emails that have misspellings I send out or punctuation isn't right get the highest open rates and highest click-throughs. People respond. Sam, you spelled it wrong. Hey, great. Appreciate you reading the email. You totally missed the point of the email, but I appreciate you reading it and replying back. Thank you very little. Okay? But you don't have to be perfect. Just be authentic. And understand, you're an absolute miracle. Any other label other than that will not suffice. So why don't you start telling your kids, you're a miracle, baby. And if you already do, congratulations. Why don't you go tell somebody else that needs to hear it? Because just because somebody's 46 years old doesn't mean they don't need to hear it. When I was 37 years old filing bankruptcy, I would have loved for somebody to come up and say, Sam, you're going through some tough times. Understand this. You're a miracle, baby. Absolute freaking miracle. You have greatness inside of you. You have greatness inside of you. I had to find that, go searching for that, beg people to tell me, remind me again why I'm going through all this. Because you're a miracle. That's it. You do have greatness inside of you. Your best day, I'll leave you with this for today. All right, we'll come back later this afternoon with another show about being a miracle. Understand this much. Your greatest day in your entire life hasn't even happened yet. Hasn't even happened yet. So get up. Stand up, step up on your dream, and go out and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.